No Milk Today, big hit for Herman's Hermits and one of the many great songs written by Graham Goldman, best known for his work with 10cc. And he's currently touring Australia with 10cc. It's the ultimate hits tour, 10cc. I had the pleasure of having a chat with him yesterday and pointed out that, well, you know, he's been to Australia a few times. He's been touring forever and a day. And I asked him whether or not there were some countries that were better for touring than others.
It depends on the weather. If the weather's nice, like it is here generally, then it's fine, you know. But some, you know, whatever the weather, we always do it, so it doesn't really make much difference.
No, okay.
But well, it is nice to be, I must say, actually, I went out this morning and the weather is very nice.
Well,
I did enjoy it.
And hopefully we can turn it on for you here in Newcastle on Tuesday night. So what
oh, please do.
Well, we'll try our best. What keeps you on the road, Graham? I mean, you don't need the money. Obviously, songwriting royalties must generate a bit for you. What keeps you on the road?
I just love doing it. And I can't do anything else. And I get bored very, very quickly. And so I need to do something always. So if I'm not on the road with the band, I have another project called Heartful of Songs, which is a kind of a semi-acoustic show, or I'm recording and writing with other people. So there's always something to do.
Well, and look, you've been writing for a long time. If we can go back to the 60s, I mean, you were churning them out back then, for the Hollies and Herman's Hermits and the Yardbirds and Wayne Fontana. With songwriting, does it start with the words, the music? How do you approach songwriting, Graham?
There's no way of doing it for me. I mean, sometimes it's a phrase, sometimes it's a chord sequence, sometimes it's a little guitar intro that leads to it. So there's no fixed method in how I write songs.
And emerging in the 60s, I dare say the Beatles were a big influence on your songwriting?
Very big influence, yeah. Yeah, massive influence. Yeah. Me and everybody else, not only just to write songs, but to be in a band as well.
Right. We lost a great songwriter in Burt Bacharach, and many people spoke about the complexity of the Burt Bacharach songs, the time changes, the chord changes and the unusual melodies.
Yeah.
And that sort of is a characteristic of a lot of your songs, Graham. They're very complex.
I think Bacharach and David are in my top five of songwriters of all time, along with Lennon and McCartney. But yes, he did bring a very fresh perspective on popular music, and there's never been anyone like him, and I don't think there ever will be, not in our lifetime. Him, Jimmy Webb, but the Beatles probably more than anybody, in that they felt more like contemporaries of mine and 10cc. Some people said that we were like the Beatles' children. That which is a fantastic compliment, which I'll take.
But,
there's no one like the Beatles.
And of course, you played with Ringo Starr, with the Ringo Starr touring
band,
haven't you? Are you friends with the likes of Ringo Starr? Obviously, you play with him, but...
Well, I play with him. He lives in LA most of the time, and I'm in London. But we are... I'd say we're good acquaintances. I won't say we're bosom buddies, but...
Yeah.
It's a pleasure. I've actually been in touch with him recently over something. And, you know, he's a fantastic person. And, of course, one of the most influential drummers of all time.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it, with Ringo Starr? People think, oh, he's not much of a drummer. But
I've no idea why people say that.
Yes, yeah.
I just cannot get that together.
Mm.
I do not understand that at all. But anyway, people have their... works.
Yeah, they certainly do. The 10cc Ultimate Hits Tour, many great songs, many big hits here in Australia. I was surprised to read that, given that Dreadlock Holiday is synonymous with cricket, you've never actually watched a game of cricket. Is that correct?
I mean, people have threatened to take me, but it's never actually happened. But I would love to go at some point.
All right. COVID obviously had a massive impact on everybody. It took you off the road. Have things changed now that you're back on the road post-COVID? Has it changed your approach at all?
Well, I think things Not really. No, things have settled down now. The only thing that happened to us, of course, there was so many gigs postponed, and so it meant we had a last year, and actually it's even into this year, things are quite, you know, bunched up together, which is fine by me. But it actually, in a funny sort of way, the pandemic gave me a chance to do certain things that I would never have done. You know, one was to sort of put a studio in my house and to record stuff that I wouldn't normally record, mainly for my own pleasure. But it was a lot of people, funnily enough, found it quite a creative time because they were kind of forced to do other things that they weren't normally doing. So for some, it was I won't say it was a blessing, but you know, there was a bonus to it. You know, every cloud has a silver lining.
Yeah, it never ceases to amaze me, the output of new songs and new materials and new albums, etc. What are your thoughts on the state of songwriting in 2023, Graham?
There's good and bad. Let's just say that.
Well, and there always has been, surely.
Well, yes, but there used to be more good than bad. I would say that's a pretty broad, sweeping statement. You know, there's always, let's be positive, there's always something, whatever the style of music, whether you like it or not, there's always something that kind of catches your ear and you go, wow, that's really good. Yeah, not my kind of thing normally, but wow, there's something about that. It's fantastic.
And what about the impact of the artificial intelligence and songwriting and recording and producing?
Well, the day I fear is that I'll hear a song and try to tell everybody that, have you heard this song? It's absolutely unbelievable and amazing, and it'll have been created by AI. Then we're all out of a job.
All right. Does that scare you, the fact that that could be the case?
I don't like the idea. Do you know what? My feeling is, I might be being supremely optimistic here. I don't think AI, you can put as much information into something, you know, can say, this sort of rhythm is, this beats per minute is the most popular, this key is the most popular. That doesn't make a song. You know, human emotion and the unpredictability of writing, where you go, I'm going to go completely off the wall here and do this, and it works. Like, I mean, 10cc songs are very much like that. I mean, take a song like I'm Andy Flymy, there's lots of different parts to it. But they have a compatibility, and it's that sort of thing I don't think AI will ever be able to achieve. I could be wrong, but I hope I'm not.
And do you think you'll keep touring for as long as you can keep touring?
Well, I would say I won't stop. I'll be stopped. Right. So that's my standpoint at the moment.
Looking forward to seeing you next Tuesday here in Newcastle at the Civic Theatre. Thank you very much for your time. Do you have a favourite 10cc song, Graham?
They're all our children.
All right, lovely talking to you. Thank you very much, and enjoy the rest of the Australian tour.
Thanks, Richard. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Graham Goldman, the ultimate greatest hits 10cc tour. They're in Australia at the moment.